So thanks for joining us after that display there, Carl, on the right wing and the left wing.
You champed up more time than me.
Well, I've been running around with a bag trying to find you, but I found you in the end. And what do you make of this afternoon? I thought it was cracking.
Absolutely fantastic. I drove back up from I was in Cardiff last night, so just wanted to get back up here as quickly as possible. Got here just after kickoff. So as we were driving up, I was thinking, shall we have a little 20-minute spurt? And then felt like it. So
it's better than your Formby performance, to be fair.
Yeah, I've shed a few pounds since then, so I'd hope so.
Got to talk about yesterday as well. So, what did you make of yesterday? It was
disappointing, real disappointing. Still trying to put my finger on why. Obviously, the mistake that cost us a goal was pretty catastrophic in respect of it. It was a number of incidents that we should have cut it out, and we've talked about it. Then we need to. Although we started quite positively, but you know, in and around the penalty area, our decision making has let us down, and that's something we worked on Thursday night. We'll continue to work on, and we'll continue to look to better the team, whether that be by bringing people in and also working with the lads, you know, because they don't go from performances like Southport, like Boston in the first half, like York, don't go from performances like that into a team that, you know, we, by the end, I kind of had a. It's the first time I've ever felt that we weren't really going to, you know, like, going to score. And that's been in a long, long time, to be honest. So that's something we need to remedy and something we need to look at. And, you know, as always, my job doesn't change. The coaching staff's jobs don't change. We're always looking to improve.
I mean, one of the things yesterday was the cutthroat nature of our finishing. I mean, I think we had 15 shots off target, 2-1, which isn't going to score your goals at the end of the day.
No, it's something we worked on. You know, it's something we, maybe the lads are a bit anxious because, you know, we're probably looking at league positions and other things, and that could be an excuse for it, a reason for it. But we won't take that as any reason. You know, the fact is, if you're feeling a bit anxious, then get that anxious nature out of your game, because it's important that we start picking results up and picking results up fast.
What are you expecting from Darlington? It's played well there last year. They did, obviously they won anyway, but would you still put in a good shift? Are you expecting the same?
Yeah, no, that's all I want to see. Any team that takes the field, I want to see 100%. It's going to be a tough journey, obviously, on a Wednesday evening, up right, you know, lads finishing work early and all that kind of thing. So it's always tough. But Blythe came here on Tuesday night and put in a great performance. So we'll look to draw inspiration from that.
And just a couple of other issues. Kieran Glynn's gone off to padding. That's to get his fitness up, yeah. I'm assuming. And also we signed Kim Kinsella in from Earlham FC.
Yeah, Tim Kinsella's come in. He trained with us on Thursday night. You know, very grateful to Earlham for allowing the move to go through, and he showed glimpses of promise when he came on yesterday. So one to look forward to. Kieran obviously needs the match fitness. He missed a big chunk of pre-season, so there are the reasons for it.
Well, he's not the only one. Carl, you go and have a lie down. Well played today.
Cheers, <man. laughs>